sure they were lovely people, their husbands and wives, but still, it was a big disappointment. 7 o'clock on the nose at WRJN. Let's check news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's another case of an armed man near a Trump rally. Deputies arrested a man at a security checkpoint in Coachella, California over the weekend. CBS's Ann Schechter with details.
The U.S. Attorney's Office released a statement saying that Trump was not in any danger, and a federal law enforcement source told CBS News there was no indication that an assassination attempt was connected to this incident.
The man was charged with two misdemeanors, posted bail, and was freed. In Arizona, former President Trump falsely accused Vice President Harris of intentionally bringing criminals to the U.S.
For four straight years, she's imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from the dungeons all over the world.
For her part, at a church service in Greenville, North Carolina, Harris lashed out at the spreaders of disinformation about aid for people affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton.
I think, sadly, frankly, the motives are quite transparent. To gain some advantage for themselves.
I'm Jim Crisul in North Carolina. CBS News has confirmed that FEMA removed some staff members from Rutherford County, North Carolina. They were forced to stop helping victims of the Hurricane Helene flooding and move to a different area. FEMA is concerned over reports of armed militia members threatening government workers in the region.
A Hezbollah drone strike on an army base in northern Israel has killed four Israeli soldiers and injured dozens. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
An initial investigation found that there were two drones that had been launched from Lebanon. One of these was intercepted, and the other one, it was assumed that perhaps it had crash-landed, but actually it went on to hit this training base.
The Pentagon is sending a sophisticated ballistic missile defense system to Israel, along with about 100 soldiers to operate it. The Nobel Prize in Economics was announced this morning by the Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy, Hans Ellegren.
This year's prize is about understanding differences in prosperity between nations.
The winners are professors Darren Acemoglu and Simon Johnson from MIT and James Robinson from the University of Chicago. Some travel experts say today is the day you'll get the lowest price on your holiday flight. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg says 54 days from the date of travel is traditionally considered the best time to book a ticket.
You have two holidays coming up. You have Thanksgiving and you have Christmas. Already, you're a little bit late if you want to book for Thanksgiving because you're way within that 54-day period. And for every day that you wait to book, airfares could go up about 4%.
Dow futures down slightly at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Baer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Baer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bear was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game, was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points, was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24. And then you feel like it's a game. And then I think second half, we just two fumbles back to back, penalties. It just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
A lot of these company names and product names are influenced by marketing and advertising people. This next thing is about advertising. This is called advertising lullaby, keeping in mind, of course, that the whole purpose of advertising is to lull you to sleep. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money-back guarantee, free installation. Free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem, no kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape, no down payment, no entry fee, no hidden charges, no purchase necessary, no one will call on you, no payments or interest September. But limited time only, though, so act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last, two to a customer, each item sold separately, batteries not included, mileage may vary, all sales are final, allow 6 weeks for delivery, some items not available, some assembly required, some restrictions may apply. So come on in. Come on in.
Ah, the Beatles. 5. You'll find local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 7:09 on a Columbus Day morning. That's right. Today's Columbus Day, a federal holiday. No banks, no mail, no breathing, nothing allowed today because it's a federal holiday. I don't know if I'm happier for this guy or for his wife. A 60-year-old truck driver in North Carolina named Michael Abernathy just got married October 2nd. 4 days later, he bought a scratch-off ticket. Hit for $1 million. Now his wife automatically gets half. So timing is everything, right? It's 7:10. Otis Redding sitting on the dock of the bay. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
I don't know what year it was, but I think it was 1967. I could be wrong on that. Otis Redding. Killed in a plane crash in Wisconsin, Lake Mendota. I believe it's where it was, 67. Yeah. Sitting on the dock of the bay, Otis Redding. It's 7:12 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Looking for showers today with a high near 56. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 42. And it looks like partly sunny weather with scattered showers on and off tomorrow. Highs near 51. Right now, cloudy and 46 degrees. It's a fall morning right here at Radio Park. All right, how many cookies do you think you eat in your lifetime? Take a guess. Couple of hundred, couple of thousand. How about the average American eats 35,000 cookies in their lifetime? I think that number is low. I think as a kid I ate about 35,000. Kind of a drag now. These are the Buckinghams.
Kind of a drag.
27 years, WRJN's provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2, WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM Kenosha, and everywhere the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM. There's a guy named James Jude Courtney. Now, if you don't know his name, you know his character. He played Michael Myers in the latest Halloween trilogy. And he said he learned his killing technique, get this, from a roommate who was once a real-life hitman. The guy told him the key to murdering someone is get in, get the job done, and get out. That's not the interesting part. His roommate was a hitman. How do you sleep at night? You got to sleep with one eye open, right? All right. I couldn't do it. Let's check entertainment now. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Let's be honest. Scooby-Doo's Velma was a great actor. But when it comes to carrying a show, she can only do that so far. Max has announced that it's canceling the show Velma after two seasons. The Scooby-Doo spinoff was considered controversial as they decided to gear the storylines toward adults for both Velma and her Mystery Inc. chums. The Office's Mindy Kaling voiced the role of Velma and was one of the executive producers. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a great indie comedy, check out the film Chump Change for rent on YouTube. Writer director star of the film and native Wisconsin son Steve Burrows was a guest on Nightlight last week and informed me that the film is finally available after 20 years for viewing. This hilarious comedy, which stars, in addition to Burrows, Tracy Lords, Jerry Stiller, Tim Matheson, Ann Mara, Fred Willard, and Shelley Winters. How's that for a cast? The film is set in Milwaukee and is a cracklin' good, or should I say cacklin' good watch. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And of course, you can hear Pete Schwabba every night, 6 o'clock locally on WAUK AM 540.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping. Come shop for your one-of-a-kind holiday outfit with Mary's Boutique. When? Thursday, October 17th. Where? Fountain Hills Apartments at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive in Mount Pleasant in the C Lobby. Shop for your unique outfit from noon till 4 p.m. This is a free event. Refreshments will be offered in the C Dining Room. That's Mary's Unique Boutique pre-holiday shopping on October 17th at Fountain Hills Apartments in Mount Pleasant.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Vollman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Showers today with a high near 56. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows 42. Partly sunny. Scattered showers tomorrow. Highs near 51. Right now, the clouds are out there. It's a real autumn morning. 46 degrees here at Radio Park with Loggins and Messina on WRJN.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't log and roll.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning, the mayor will be in here. Racine Mayor Corey Mason will grill him. Actually, we won't. He'll talk about, it looks like the impasse might be over with the council and the mayor. We'll talk about that, plus a whole bunch of other topics he wants to discuss. That's coming up a little after 8 o'clock this morning here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits on this Columbus Day at 7:24.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
We'll be right back.
was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, you didn't have a quarter habit and you ain't no friend of mine.
Dog. WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. It's 7:26. It's time for Paul Harvey.
Christmas Eve in Princeton, New Jersey usually fulfills the picture postcard promise of Christmas, and so it was on that one particular Christmas Eve long, long ago. Church bells pealed in the distance, a light snowfall kissed the quaint Princeton homes, the door-to-door carol singers made their way to one particular door, the home of the violinist, the gentle violinist. O little town of Bethlehem, the boys sang, how still we see thee lie. And in moments the door opened, and the gentle old violinist stood in the doorway to greet the carolers. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. The musician turned away, he turned back into the house. But shortly he reappeared, and with his violin, and there he completed a picture too intimate for a postcard, a sound too inspiring for any but this story. The great man, the gentle old musician, accompanied the midnight carolers on his beloved instrument through each verse of the age-old hymn, and then without a word to break the spell, the young people turned silently away, and the old man closed the door. At once there was only the distant pealing of the bells and the snowfall. If this true story, this real life scene from a year-long past, if it's made more wonderful, it's not because a seasoned violin was brought out of retirement for one last spontaneous recital, but because the violinist himself had the best reason of all not to celebrate the snowy Christmas scene. You see, the great genius was a Jew. So revered was he that the very presidency of Israel once could have been his. And you've not yet heard the rest of the story. Musicians will tell you that every great genius has his idol, and this violinist's idol was Mozart. In his own words, the musician described the turning point in his early musical career, and I'm quoting, I really began to learn only when I was about 13, mainly after I'd fallen in love with Mozart's sonatas. The attempt to reproduce their singular grace compelled me to improve my technique. I believe on the whole that love is a better teacher than a sense of duty. For me, at least, it certainly was. End quote. Once a friend asked the violinist to comment on modern times when the entire world might be devastated by nuclear war. What did that mean to the old man? The violinist hesitated only for a moment and then sat back and said it would mean that people would no longer hear Mozart. For him, this most deeply conveyed the end of civilization. On many occasions, he would break an hours-long chamber music session with the same observation. Mozart's music was so pure that it seemed to have been ever present in the universe, waiting to be discovered by the master. So, the great genius had an idol, and that idol was Mozart. For him, Mozart was what the world was all about. And when the violinist was offered the highest Hebraic honor, the presidency of Israel, he declined, saying that he felt unqualified for a role that involved human relations. And yet, who could have felt human warmth more deeply than a musician who worshipped Mozart, the old Jewish gentleman who serenaded Christian carolers from his last home? For him, Mozart was not a composer, but a discoverer of celestial music that lay waiting in the universe. And so when the violinist began to explore the universe, those closest to him believed that he was merely searching for what Mozart had found. For you see, this musician's idol might well have been Sir Isaac Newton, but he counted himself first a violinist. He counted himself first of all a violinist. For the musician who worshipped Mozart, the revered genius who could have been president of Israel, was the man who literally altered the meaning of infinity hoping to discover music. Dr. Albert Einstein. And now you know the rest of the story.
To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey. And the rest of the story, 7:30. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A fund has been set up for the unborn child of a Racine firefighter that died last week. 31-year-old Maxwell Bayer was killed in a motorcycle crash near Alpine Valley Thursday. Bayer and his wife got married last year and were expecting their first child. The Charitable Foundation of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin is managing a fund to support the child's future education. A procession honoring Bayer was held over the weekend. The Racine City Council boycott appears to be over with votes set for tomorrow night. Six alders held up city business in a dispute over setting the council's agenda. At a committee meeting last week, two of three proposals aimed at changes were passed. The proposals will get full council votes tomorrow night. If the council can get back on track, there's other stuff to vote on. The council's last meeting didn't happen due to the boycott. Tomorrow night's meeting agenda has several items, including votes related to the ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment project. Alders could also consider the annual effort to spur downtown holiday shopping with a waiver on parking fees. Kenosha County voters will have a chance to hear from those running to be the DA. The Kenosha County Bar Association has invited District Attorney candidates Carly McNeil and Xavier Solis to a public forum October 23rd. There's no word yet on if both candidates have agreed. And watch for waterspouts today. The National Weather Service says waterspouts are likely to form on Lake Michigan through tomorrow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Well, Wisconsin's harvest is quickly approaching the finish line, and we're not alone. Canada's having the same good fortune. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. But the crop that many Canadian farmers had hoped they would harvest isn't always materializing. We'll get a quick update on that next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Mike Adams is a farmer in Alberta, Canada. He's just north of Calgary. He said he had all kinds of hopes for his barley crop, said he thought it looked good until he started to harvest. Now he says turning out to be one of the worst crops he's seen.
For such a poor crop, it took forever. We had probably close to 5 inches of rain here in the last month and a half. Barley was absolutely terrible, lightweight, the worst our farm has probably ever seen quality-wise. The end of June, I would have said that we had close to 100 bushel barley crop. Then the heat turned on and just frazzled it, just lightweight barley. It was terrible. I think this is going to be one of our worst years for profitability.
Sounds a lot like what we're hearing in Wisconsin. That's Mike Adams. He's a Canadian barley producer north of Calgary. Coming up next, the numbers you're looking for. Stand by.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Well, on Friday, the cheese finally got on the same page. Barrel cheese finished 2.25 cents stronger at 188.75. 40-pound block cheese, that went down 4.25 cents to 188.75. The AA butter was down a penny and a half on Friday, 262.5 per pound. The November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 42 cents at 21.03. December milk was down 32 at 20.58. The December new crop corn finished nearly 3 cents lower Friday at 415.75. November soybeans were down 9.25, 10.05 and a half. December wheat dropped 4¾ cents to $5.99. The March of 2025 wheat was down 4¾ cents at $6.21¾. There's your quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm PM Yankee.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by later this afternoon. Our high near 55. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20 this morning, dying down to 5 to 15 this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms tonight. Could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch or more. Our low 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
In a public bathroom, you're in your own individual little private stall, actually going to the bathroom. For some reason, either you forgot to lock the door or the lock is gone. People steal these locks all the time. I don't know why. The locks are missing. Perfect stranger opens the door on you. They close it immediately and say, oh, I'm sorry. We always say, it's okay. Because it's scary. If there's no lock on that door, you're so vulnerable at that time. You're so scared someone's going to push the door open on you. If someone had an aerial view of what we looked like in there trying to keep the door shut, positions that we have ourselves in, or we have that that little territory cough that we use, scares people away. Because even if there is a lock, there are these idiots who will continue to try to open the door if you say somebody's in here. Idiot. What are they thinking? It's just stuck. I know it. Just somebody's shoes they left in there earlier.
Diana Ross, The Supremes, Reflection, 7:40 on this Columbus Day. It's a federal holiday today. Everything that closes on federal holidays is closed today. Does that mean the banks are closed? Does that mean City Hall? It means all federal buildings, all federal services are shut down today. But not the post office, right? Yes, the post office. Banks? Yes, banks, too. It's 740 at WRJN. I've got some moron news for you here. An intoxicated father in Ohio arrested after he got run over by his own car. And that's not the worst part. At the time, he was trying to teach his 9-year-old kid how to drive. If that doesn't qualify for moron news, I don't know what does. Showers today with a high near 56. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight, lows 42. Right now it's cloudy and 45 degrees here at Radio Park. Early rush, angel of the morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJM with Merrily Rush, Angel in the Morning. If you don't have a destination in mind for your next vacation, an airline in Japan is using a new kind of process here. They've got a vending machine that sells mystery plane tickets for much cheaper than they would normally be. You'll get a plastic shell with a code for a ticket to a random destination inside, and each one costs $45. Now, you may be going to the Arctic. You may be going to some deserted island that has an airstrip, but you don't know until you buy the ticket. And I don't know how many of these they sell, but for $45, hey, maybe take a chance, all right? We got Mayor Corey Mason coming in at 8 o'clock this morning to chat a little bit. Keep it right here at WRJN. Here's Mary Wells and My Guy.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather. We stick together. My God. Nothing you can.
my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Mary Wells, 747 at WRJN. Showers expected today. Highs near 56. It feels like rain's coming when you step outside this morning. Showers and thunder bumpers tonight. Lows 42. Partly sunny. More scattered showers tomorrow. Highs near 51. Right now it's cloudy and 46 degrees. It's real fall out there this morning. It's cold. Get a jacket on. Here at Radio Park again. 46 degrees and cloudy. Hey, if you're meeting up with someone and they text you, they say, hey, we're going to be a few minutes late. How late do you expect them to be? Someone polled 5,000 Americans. The most popular answer, about 5 to 10 minutes late. Some of us aren't that patient, though. 6% expect the person to be there on time, even though they say they're going to be a few minutes late. 9% said less than 5 minutes late. I got to tell you, if you're going to say you're going to be a few minutes late, you're probably lying. We're talking 15 to 20 minutes, at least. 748 WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Garfunkel. I think that's from their Bookends album, Cecilia. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. You like wine? You like vodka? You like drinking? You like to be scared? All right, there's a new vodka called Paranormal Reserve. Only 60 bottles were made, and they were aged in what they called haunted houses. So, if you dare, I guess you could try it. Do you believe in magic? I've got the loving spoonful for you now.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about
Sebastian, Love and Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? Those are the days when songs were under 2 minutes. Don't make those anymore. The intros to songs are about 2 minutes now. It's 7:55 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Showers expected today on and off. Highs near 56. Right now, cloudy and 46 degrees in Radio Park. Ah, Rare Earth, get ready at WRJN Radio, 7:55. Never.